It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Happy Thanksgiving, Eagle Country. Tonight on the CSE Sports Journal, we've got a full plate from the early going in the winter sports season, including head coach Shane Pabon on his team's impressive blowout win over rival UNK on Tuesday night in men's basketball. The CSE men are in Texas for the holiday weekend, playing a pair of games on Friday and Saturday against Jarvis Christian, an NAIA opponent, and then Ecclesia College. The games are part of the Texas Permian Basin Thanksgiving Classic, and it's a great opportunity for the Eagles to come back to town with an even 3-3 record after Tuesday's huge victory over UNK 91-72. Head coach Shane Pabon's team led wire to wire and finally got over the top for a victory following an overtime defeat and a last-second stunner to Sioux Falls in back-to-back games. Pabon joined me on the postgame show to talk about his balanced offense that saw four guys hit double figures and seven players score eight or more points in the win over the Lopers.
Yeah, we think we have 9-10 guys that can actually score. You know, and eight of them I think can score. You know, like I think there's eight players on our team that at any given night could get us 20. So I think our balance. I don't know if there's, you know, we don't have a number five where the guy's going to be averaging 19, but we could. I mean, I think my personal goal as a coach is always have like five guys in double digits. We have guys that can all do some things offensively and are threats. So we're really satisfied with, you know, balance. And
Isaiah Wyatt led the way with 21 points. Bryce Latimer scored 17. And MJ Faust had 11 as the fans got to see three of the newest Eagles lighted up. CSC nailed 11 threes at 58% for the game. And the team shot 50% overall on the night.
I think we have a really good shooting team. So for us to hit those shots, you know, obviously the proof's in the pudding. They need to hit those shots to make them feel good once the ball hits those nets. And they did it tonight. And we knew we could hit shots. And it was great to see those guys like hitting shots and enjoying the moment.
Following the Texas Thanksgiving trip, Shadron State returns to the Chicoine Center and begins conference play with CSU Pueblo and New Mexico Highlands December 2nd and 3rd. I'll have the live call on Double Q Country. Meanwhile, Shadron State's women's basketball team is still searching for its first victory. They'll also be on the road for the Thanksgiving holiday with games in Iowa and South Dakota. Saturday afternoon, the Eagles play at Northwestern College. That's an NAIA team from Orange City, Iowa. And they're off to a blistering start, 7-0. The Eagles play the next night, Sunday, at Augustana in Sioux Falls against another undefeated team, 4-0. And Augustana already has notched a win over number 3 nationally ranked Fort Hays State. The Eagles will return for conference play with the same schedule as the men in early December. Both Eagle men and women wrestling squads off until the first week in December. And that is this week's CSE Sports Journal. Tune in on Wednesdays throughout the Eagle Sports calendar and listen anytime to archived podcast versions of our show by visiting the CSE Sports page on PanhandlePost.com. Enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend, fans. I'm Dave Collins.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Fine.